One, two, testing.
Okay, what's your name, please?
Oh, you want my name again?
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Hattie Etheridge. And I'll spell. And my child is CHILESNE.
Okay, and your address, your box address?
Box. Great, Georgia.
Okay. Course. And your place of birth?
Well, we'll just say Jones County.
Jones County.
And you don't want to know my age.
Yes, ma'am, that's the next question.
I just want to tell it because I think that's so.
Well, okay.
Just say 65.
Okay, that's fine. And what religion are you?
Baptist.
And your occupation?
Well, I'm a retired teacher.
Okay, and you said that you graduated from TIFF College?
Yes, I have a master's from Rosemont.
And were your parents born in this county also?
My mother was not, but she was born in a neighboring
county. Did your mother attend school?
Oh, yes. She was a teacher.
Ran in the family. And your
yes,
father?
My daughter. Well, my father was a businessman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know anything about your maternal grandparents, your mother's
yes,
parents?
We're working on that genealogy right now. My cousin and I are doing it. I don't know the extent of either one of my grandparents' education, but they were great readers.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather, whose name was Constantine Donald Anderson, taught, and he was also a Methodist minister. He didn't teach regularly. My grandmother was a great reader. She just read Agatha Christie. I can remember that she told stories exceedingly well, and I've often thought that's one reason that I have loved literature, you know, so much.
Yes,
I got a good start with her.
Uh-huh. Okay. And
but you know, back in those days, that's been quite a long time ago, we didn't have the school organization, which we do today. And education was more or less of a, it was just really accidental, almost.
Okay, you were married. You are married.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Yes. My husband is dead.
Is he? Okay.
He was a graduate of my school, too.
Okay. And was he born in Jones County?
Yes.
Okay, now I'll start the question. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this.
What is that? Ask the question
right.
Again.
What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours, right before supper, around 3 or 4 in the afternoon? You might say, I expect to see him later on this.
But in this case, I understand that you're asking me to describe.
Or to give a word.
Mm-hmm. I'll say late afternoon.
Late afternoon. That's
mm-hmm.
right. That's what we want. Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first comes up?
Sunrise.
Right. What do you call the time of day when the sun goes down?
Sunset.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming up, we say that the weather is
clearing or clear.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
A downpour.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?